Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Of course, it's a fair game. You have a private equity firm versus a community organizer who is concerned about all the community. Mitt Romney is a private equity guy. He made $250 million during his tenure. And after he retired, he still takes $13 million a year in retirement from Bain Capital. There's a lot of extraction there. That there's a difference between venture capitalists and private equity. When the venture capitalists loan money out, they create businesses. And the private equity feeds off of those businesses when they're in trouble. So, of course, it's a fair game.
There's Dan, the talk radio caller from New Hampshire, who thinks it's definitely fair game for the president to run ads attacking Mitt Romney over his time at Bain Capital. So we start off with that football being kicked back and forth. Number one this week on the countdown, politics and the presidential race. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The top 10 items determined by the staff at Talkers.com. And we start at number 10, which is the Martin Zimmerman case. Rutgers verdict and the sentence the fellow got, number 9. Elections in Egypt, number 8. Iran and their saber-rattling, number 7. Number 6 is the lawsuit against Obamacare, surfacing again. Number 5, the NATO summit in Chicago. Number 4, what you're paying for gasoline. Number 3, the fiasco over the Facebook IPO. Battle over the budget is number 2. And number 1, the presidential race. So, let's get to Doug Meehan, who's a talk host. Here he has analyst Josh Davis on his program, and they talk about the Republicans finally seeming to line up behind Mitt Romney.
Of course he can really win, and for a long time, many of the top Republicans were very skeptical of Romney actually winning the presidency. They're not that skeptical anymore. You've been thinking about it. It sounds like a simple answer, doesn't it?
Well, I think it's a simple answer. I also think that how you get to that answer, and the simple answer for what it's worth is yes.
Yes.
Getting to that answer, though, requires a rather remarkable set of changes in the political world over the last bunch of weeks.
Yeah.
And because the reason for Republican skepticism during the course of the primary campaign was really threefold. First, a complete lack of enthusiasm for Romney among core Republican conservatives who, you know, almost threw the election to Rick Santorum, who was bonkers and probably still is. Second, a real perception that there was no way that Romney would raise enough money or that any Republican could raise enough money to compete against the president nationally. And third, that the economy was turning around in a way that was giving voters enough confidence in it so that the negative pall over the Obama administration was dissipating.
Yeah.
And all three of those things, in a matter of weeks, almost as if he were an Etch-a-Sketch, Romney has managed to reset. First, conservatives have gone from reluctantly endorsing him to now, in part because of the belief that he might win, showing some measure of enthusiasm that appears likely to build into the fall.
And also, too, I think part to that is that there's nobody left. So they have to.
Well,
right? It's their only guy they've got. So
except you can do it. You can do it. And in past campaigns, I think about Bob Dole running against Bill Clinton. Everybody had to be for Bob Dole, including Bob Dole, by the way, because there was nobody else.
Right.
But the amount of enthusiasm for the Dole campaign among the Republican base was virtually non-existent. And Clinton trounced him. So, too, the Democrats and Walter Mondale. When Jimmy Carter, after Jimmy Carter lost to Reagan, and Reagan ran for re-election against Mondale, had the kind of tepid support of the Democratic Party. He got a big boost when he chose Jerry Ferraro as the first woman vice presidential candidate, but it dissipated in the fall, and Reagan trounced him. This feels a little more like the Democrats sort of moving reluctantly to, and then with some measure of enthusiasm for, another Massachusetts politician, John Kerry, against George W. Bush. And you'll remember that Bush ultimately won that election by a very, very narrow margin. So everything suggests that we're moving toward a close race.
Not enough on the presidential race. Let's make it more interesting when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Now you can get a $20 store gift card offer at your auto parts store just for returning your used motor oil and buying Valvoline Next Gen made from recycled oil.
I'm doing it for the environment.
You did hear me, right? A $20 offer for returning your used oil and buying Next Gen oil.
I'm doing it for my engine.
That's great, but you still get a $20 offer for returning your used oil and buying Next Gen.
Well, I'm doing it for the $20 offer.
Return used oil, buy Next Gen, get a $20 offer. Close the loop with Valvoline Next Gen oil. Close the loop at your nearest major auto parts store. Go to Valvoline.com to learn more.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Top 10 talk topics of the week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Presidential race, no surprise, number one. Here host David Bowes and Michael Medved talk about how the race is so much closer than anybody thought it would be.
What's your assessment right now of the race as it stands for President Romney versus Obama?
Look, I think things are going about as well as they possibly could at the moment, and much better than I expected them to. I don't think that anyone even in the Romney campaign would have predicted that at this stage in the campaign, coming off a very difficult primary season with lots of people competing, formidable competitors against him, that Mitt Romney would be either tied with the president or ahead of him in most polls. And yet that's the situation in which he finds himself. I also think that in one thing after another, President Obama has tried losing strategies. Think about it. He started off with this war on women thing. That didn't work. He also tried to gain some traction out of endorsing gay marriage. Now all the polling indicates that that's hurting him by a ratio of about 2-1. This Bain Capital attack, it's dividing Democrats and uniting Republicans. It's a complete flop. There's a new Wall Street Journal NBC poll that shows that most people like the idea, including most Democrats, of a president with business experience. And I think the president has looked small. He's looked desperate. And if you actually read the internals of this polling, it's a very serious matter for him. The one thing that could save him, of course, would be a real boom in the economy, if things really do turn around. But did you see the CBO report today, the Congressional Budget Office? They are predicting that unless there's some kind of a budget deal, some kind of budgetary fix in Washington before the election, that we're going to have a major recession in 2013.
Oh, great. This is because of the tax-ageddon approach, right? Because all the taxes that were temporarily tax cuts that were temporarily extended would all increase next year.
Correct. And most people think, oh yeah, well that'll get a lot more taxes from rich people. Actually, every single American family would pay more, and an average family earning about $50,000 a year, a little bit less, would pay at least $1,000 a year more, closer to $1,500 a year more.
And to argue otherwise undermines the whole argument against the Republicans here, which is what we got to do is tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich, because that's the way a lot of these tax cuts are framed.
Well, yeah, here's the truth, and it's one of those things that it's an inconvenient truth, you'll pardon the expression, is the Obama administration itself has conceded that if all of the Bush tax cuts go away, then that will produce an increase in revenue for the government of at least $400 billion a year. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
If they just get rid of the tax cuts for what they consider the rich, it'll produce about $60 billion a year. So about three-quarters of the actual money that was provided back to the people that they could keep, more money they earned themselves, went to people earning below $250,000 a year.
Now, host John Phillips with Richard Grenell. They talk about why Grenell left the Romney campaign.
So you got a big piece out in the Wall Street Journal this morning talking about your experience with the Romney campaign. Can you give us a brief overview of what you wrote about?
Sure. So I have a background as a foreign policy national security spokesman. I have been the spokesman for the last four U.S. ambassadors to the U.N., and I care very deeply about foreign policy issues. And I was hired to be the Romney foreign policy and national security spokesman because of that expertise and experience. But it became clear that the far right and the far left wanted to place me in a one-dimensional box and talk about my personal life and the fact that I support gay marriage. I am a gay conservative and proudly wear that badge. And yet, I think like most Americans, I have multi-dimensional, complicated views about our foreign policy, national security issues, as well as economic issues and a variety of other issues. So what happened to me was that the left and the right really wanted to make me a one-dimensional voter and strictly talk about gay marriage, and I care too deeply about these issues in this campaign, so I stepped aside and am very glad I did, and really want to make sure that the Romney campaign begins to get aggressive with the Obama national security record and educate voters that Obama has a dismal record and this administration has a terrible track record in representing America, negotiating on our behalf, and making progress.
Talk about your foreign policy philosophy here for a second, because that's one of the things that was called into question. The National Review was particularly, I think, loathsome about how they reported your politics on this. I met you at an event for John Bolton, who, of course, was a former ambassador to the United Nations and a conservative icon during the George W. Bush administration and beyond. And from what I know about your politics and your views on foreign policy are pretty much in line with John Bolton. Is that true?
Yeah, that's very true. I think of John Bolton as a great mentor of mine. I worked as his spokesman when he was at the UN, and, you know, we got along very well, and we're so close to this day. You know, again, I have to say, I'm like most Americans. My views are very unique to me, and I don't think that I agree with John Bolton on every single issue, but I certainly think he was an amazing U.S. ambassador to the U.N., and I am probably closer in ideology to his worldview than to others. Bolton, by the way, also agrees with gay marriage and just simply thinks that it should be a non-issue and that it's a generational issue.
Facebook and the stock problems, plus the budget for the United States. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, Cintas is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety, too?
They are. Cintas provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does Cintas compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, Cintas ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in Cintas for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at Terraganix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Up to number two on this week's Talk Radio Countdown, the budget situation. And talk host Kevin Meeks here with Sean Prendle from RealClearPolitics.com about Congress's fight to end the Bush tax cuts.
There's a whole lot of debate over these Bush-era tax cuts. What would happen if they expire?
Well, remember, this is about more than just the Bush tax cuts. This is about the payroll tax extension expiring at the end of this year. It's about the spending cuts that we agreed to a year ago going into effect. It's a whole bunch of stuff hitting us at the beginning of this year. If it does, you have to say it's going to have a negative effect on the economy. All this money being taken out of people's pockets and put into taxes, and all this spending that has typically gone into people's pockets is going to dry up. It might be something we need to do. We might not have a choice, but it's going to hurt.
I think there is a mathematical calculation going on here in politics, trying to turn the lower middle class and poor against the wealthy, because by virtue of how that works, there are more people in the former category than the latter. And maybe if you can turn them against each other and look like the champion, the Robin Hood of politics, you can make all wealthy people look evil. And that's a horrible thing to be doing right now, right?
Well, it's not a good, we need wealthy people in this country. Almost everyone understands that in economics. But you're right. It's a lot easier to say, look at what that guy has and look at what you don't have and base your politics on that.
Facebook's IPO problems, number three this week. Here's the host, Kerry Dozier and Chuck Powell, talking about the investigations and lawsuits springing up over the IPO, which started actually last week.
Some analysts said that it would hit $50 to $90 a share.
Wow.
At the end of the very first trading day.
That's an easy lover.
Right.
Yeah.
Right now it's $31.
Ouch.
And, and there's a lawsuit now. It's a class action lawsuit. It names Mark Zuckerberg, Morgan Stanley, among others. And the thing is, you can't sue because you made a bad investment, but you can sue if you think that Morgan Stanley, the seller, withheld information from you about the value of your stock. In other words, you bought a car and you found out after you bought it that it doesn't have an engine. It's just the shell. Lawsuit material.
Well, and Mark Zuckerberg, and this ties into it, Mark Zuckerberg apparently at one moment sold 30 million shares at a price of $37.50 for gross proceeds of over $1 billion. So basically they're implicating him as realizing, hey, this thing's not nearly worth what we're getting ready to open it at. And so I'm going to sell some stuff right now. And then the amount of shares that were available has also become an issue.
More than 421 million shares of stock were offered. That is a huge offering. And at $38, that's enormous. I don't know how it compares in terms of evers, but it's really big in the evers, okay? And so the alleged, what they're alleging is that Facebook knew and that Morgan Stanley knew that the value, the $38 initial offering price, was way too high. And they also knew that some information was supposed to come down the pipeline in the near future, something that some industry insider knows and tells Morgan Stanley and says, hey, by the way, you should factor this in when it comes to where do we set the price. It's just like anybody selling anything, what is it worth? I think it's worth $38. I think that's what anyone will pay for one share based upon all of this. Well, this lawsuit alleges that Morgan Stanley knew it wasn't worth $38 and that Facebook knew it wasn't worth $38. And while a lot of things in this country are still buyer beware, this is highly regulated. And they could be in some trouble because they hired an attorney who sued on behalf of shareholders of Enron and won $7 million. So they, or $7 billion, excuse me, $7 billion on behalf of Enron shareholders. So these guys know what they're doing.
All right, lots of hot stuff here. Your time to sound off is right now, 800-510-8255. Your calls and the rest of the countdown are coming right up.
Nope.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s, cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue...
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
With our Dish Hopper, automatically skipping commercials on TV is easy. The Dish Hopper lets you skip primetime commercials on all four major networks. But how can you skip ads in other places? Well, Dish has some suggestions. To skip newspaper ads, simply chase your paperboy off your lawn with a baseball bat. To skip highway billboards, memorize the route you're driving, then coat all your windows in a thick black paint. And finally, to skip ads on the internet, simply locate your router and begin punching it. Continue punching it until the router or your fist have had enough. Now, none of this is as easy or convenient as using the Dish Hopper, which lets you automatically skip primetime ads on all four major networks. But you can't go too far when it comes to skipping ads.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback on select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Dry and comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Wise as we are, we're not all the right, we're not in the right department or they have the right fit all the time. So that's why we encourage people to explain their points of view. Your point of view on any of these issues maybe helps somebody else to think through their point of view. So help yourself. It's important to hear your ideas. 800-510-8255. As we get back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, going from number 1 to number 10 at number 4, the price of gasoline fluctuating. Here's host Jimmy Barrett talking to John Felmy, who's from the American Petroleum Institute, about the price of gas going down kind of slowly, but this is a holiday weekend, and it doesn't usually happen that way.
Are you surprised that we didn't get to $4 a gallon?
Well, the key thing is gasoline prices went up because the cost of crude oil went up. Crude oil has now come down, and gasoline prices have followed it. Now, that's the real close relationship that you've got to follow.
Now, is that less demand?
Well, we are seeing demand is relatively weak, and when you combine that with record production of gasoline nationwide, it's been a soft market for gasoline, and so we've seen gasoline prices come down following crude.
Of course, we haven't gotten into the summer blend season. You know, we're one of those areas that once we get into June, we have to switch over to the summer blends. Are we going to see some gas hikes when we make that switch over?
Well, you probably already have seen that switchover in most of the state. You had to have summer blend gasoline at the main storage facilities as of May 1, and then it's got to be at the retail stations June 1. So it's a mixed level in terms of where you're seeing that product. Then the question is, it is a more expensive cost to produce gasoline, but we haven't seen that override the change in crude oil prices.
You know, I heard that we had, several rather large refineries that were shut down for maintenance for a fairly extended period of time. Is that right?
You've seen a couple refineries on the Northeast that have shut down. You've also seen one in the Virgin Islands and Aruba. But the remaining refineries have actually been running flat out, and they've produced a record amount of gasoline this year.
Yeah, just out of curiosity, why did those refineries need to shut down? Is that just routine maintenance, and how long does it take in order to complete something like that?
Well, actually, it's more on the permanent side, and it's because they were losing money. The East Coast refineries were paying a very high price for crude oil and facing competitive prices for gasoline from imports. And so they were losing money on gasoline, and they ultimately had to shut down.
Really? So are they going to be reopening?
Well, one of the refineries may be reopening. Delta Airlines, interestingly enough, has decided to buy one of the refineries, and so their plan is to open it, change it, focus on supplying fuel for their operations.
Wow, that's pretty interesting, isn't it, huh? an airline buys an airline buying a petroleum reducer, because that's really what happens, and apply it to their own operation. Wow, cool. 800-510-8255. The NATO summit that took place this past weekend, number 5, here are our hosts Rob Johnson and Dave Merlino talking about the raid that followed one of the protests at the NATO summit in Chicago.
A lot of these folks are from Occupy, the Occupy movements across the nation, and they decided to show up there and protest. So we have one Chicago policeman that's been stabbed. We know 8 others that have been injured, and numerous arrests among them. Police raided a home in Chicago, an apartment building, and they confiscated, are you ready for this, to show you the dangers that these protesters bring to Chicago, a beer-making kit. The story was told by Darren Anisek. He says he walked to Chicago from Philadelphia to participate in Occupy protests. Now, we make fun of the Occupy protesters for probably having to get a ride to the protest scene. This guy couldn't even get a ride. He had to walk from Philadelphia to Chicago because he doesn't have a job. He can't afford to buy a car. Well, this guy was released on Friday morning along with 4 others who are apparently suspected of preparing Molotov cocktails. There was another detainee released several hours later on Friday. But a tenant had agreed to host, the guy who lives in the apartment agreed to host these out-of-town protesters, and he said the police showed up in his home and seized his home brew-making equipment, including buckets and beer bottles and caps. And he said, we're not making Molotov cocktails, I make beer. He said it's his hobby. He said if anybody would like some, I'd love to offer them a sip of my beer. Police officials are not commenting on this case. Said Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy, we're not going to talk about it. It's an ongoing investigation.
Wait, what did he say? If people want to try it, he'll give them some of his beer?
Sure.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Guy, I would like some of your beer.
Please. the detainee that was released late Friday evening is named Robert Lamort, and he said he hitchhiked to Chicago from New York.
That sounds fun.
None of these people can afford their own cars.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
But he did say he doesn't plan on visiting Chicago again.
Well, this whole thing shows you, in essence, how silly some of the people are on the other side that get upset about this. And these protesters, there are very the items that they're protesting are vast and have been all along. The news media has done a horrible job of reporting on what many of these protests and the protestors are all about. That's pretty much par for the course, isn't it? This is all about News Talk Radio, the discussions that take place on these programs that are based on really what's going on in the news. Your thoughts at 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Back to the countdown number 6, the lawsuit against Obamacare. Here's host Frank Beckman talking to Paul Long from the Michigan Catholic Conference about a lawsuit against the Obama administration that's been registered. The health care plan, you know the story, forcing employers to cover birth control. This is the next page in that whole event.
Was this a difficult decision for you?
Well, not really from a standpoint. I mean, it was, and yet our board unanimously approved moving forward with this. At the outset of this debate, the church has been very clear we would pursue every avenue available to us to overturn this mandate. We've been working nationally with the White House, been working to try to find a bipartisan solution in the Congress. Both of those seem to be stymied at the moment, and so the next opportunity is to turn to the third branch of government, the judicial branch of government.
What sort of response have you gotten from the White House? Who has directly been involved on their end in negotiations over this? Has it gone to the level of Kathleen Sebelius, the Health and Human Services Secretary?
You know, Frank, those negotiations have gone on between the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops at the highest levels, Cardinal Dolan and the staff of the USCCB, and working with individuals in the White House. I don't know if Secretary Sebelius has been involved in those discussions or not, but those have been ongoing, and our hope is that those discussions will continue and maybe can bear fruit. But at this point, we feel that, you know, we're left with this situation of having to go to court.
Why do you think you've been left only with this alternative here?
I can't speculate as to that regard. All I know is that discussions, the White House seems to have dug in their heels and has not been willing to move to meet our thoughts with regard to what religious liberty really is all about. And unfortunately, you know, when there was an opportunity to make a change in the Congress, the U.S. Senate voted not to support making a change in this regard. You recall the last time we spoke, we were talking about leading up to that vote, and that there was a failure of the U.S. Senate to approve a change in the law, to approve overriding this mandate. And so as a result, attempts are still being made to work through the Congress, but again, stymied at this point, and so we're looking to this branch of government for assistance. The mandate goes into effect for many organizations on August 1, and then for others on August 1 of 2013. So the clock is ticking, and we need to move forward.
All right, and so do we here in the countdown as we've moved through numbers 1 through 6, number 7 this week in our overview of the hot hits on a lot of the great news talk radio stations around the country, the Iranian situation. Here's Jim Scott on his radio program talking to military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle about more calls for attacks on Iran because of their nuclear program.
This looks pretty serious. Tell me about this U.S. envoy and what he was saying. I don't know if he's off the record or not.
Well, it's Dan Shapiro. He's the envoy to Israel. He said days ahead of a crucial round of nuclear talks with Tehran, the U.S. has plans to attack Iran if necessary to prevent Iran from developing a nuclear weapons, Jim.
Isn't that standard procedure, though? I mean, if you think there's a possibility of some confrontation, you have a plan.
It really is. You know, the Pentagon has all those plans. Can they know what weapons, what units are going to do the job? And they're ready to roll, according to Dan Shapiro, Jim.
What does Israel think?
Israel thinks, that just gives Iran more time to bide their time.
Well, what do they want to do? They don't want to attack Iran now.
They don't want to attack Iran now, but of course Israel's talked about doing that as well. But what's happening here, the five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council and Germany are gearing up in a meeting in Baghdad with Iran. And after the meeting, the UN Atomic Energy Agency will release the latest report on Iran's nuclear efforts, and they've found the military applications in their planning, Jim.
So then we'll have more information, right? What do you think's going to happen, Colonel?
I think we're going to have to attack Iran.
Think so?
I think so, because what I've seen, they've moved some B-2 bombers to Diego Garcia, that's an English island near Iran,
right.
And they've also moved some of the stealth fighters in the area. Now, if we have to attack that mountain retreat where Iran has their nuclear facilities stored,
right. It's
going to take a B-2 bomber stealthy and to tip that several times with bunker busters. So
okay, now that was a slip of your tongue. You're not saying that we need a nuke to knock out their fortified nuke facility.
Really, I don't think we do. I think the big bunker buster, the MOP, will be able to do that because they're buried back in there about 200 feet in solid rock.
Okay.
I think a few of those followed one right behind the other will do the job.
All right. There's some of what I consider trash talk. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Coming up, number is 8, 9, and 10 on this week's Talk Radio Review at 16 before the hour.
Oh my.
Starting tonight on History.
That feels pretty damn!
An epic 3-night television event.
Come on, Arm, to ask you for my boy.
Divorced, and my brother,
and then shot him.
The story of the backcountry feud that became an American legend.
Texas!
Academy Award winner Kevin Costner.
To win it in.
Golden Globe nominee Bill Paxton.
When there's no blood left to be spilled.
Hatfields and McCoys. The feud begins tonight at 9, 8 central on History.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Desla has a teenage son that keeps bugging her about getting a smartphone. So I called her.
Hi.
Hey, Desla, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you know the Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some of the best plans?
At Walmart?
Yeah.
I've never gone into the cell phone section.
Oh, my goodness. Walmart has the HTC One X and a Samsung Galaxy Proclaim.
That phone is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, I'm going to have to check that out.
There you have it. Now see for yourself. Get the HTC One X from AT&T or the Samsung Galaxy Proclaim with Straight Talk. Participants were compensated for their time.
Make room for a brand new star.
It's game time.
Bring it, bring it.
HGTV's hit series Design Star is back with even more design drama.
We have two completely different plans.
Your attitude sucks.
It will heat up your summer.
I want it so bad, I can taste it.
You all have raised the bar.
HGTV Design Star. New season, new night. Now on Tuesdays. Premieres tomorrow night at 9, 8 central. Only on HGTV.
The show is full of drama.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Appearance.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255 on the countdown. Rich in Hawaii, what's on your mind, sir? Thanks for the call, by the way.
Hey, how's it going? I got turned on to your radio station recently, and I'm listening to your conversation tonight. When you were talking about gas prices, out here, you know, we live in paradise and everything, but we're paying average $4.87 for a low, for the 87, all the way up to $5.05 for the super up here. And the prices have not changed drastically up here. I also wanted to mention that the we rely on the barrels of oil to take care of our electricity here, and that's how the prices are arranged. So they jack up the prices when the barrels go up, and they jack them up some other way when the price of the barrels go down. I was asked a question before I got on to talk to you, and I wanted to say that my answer to the question of what would I do to change this whole thing about gas, straight and simple, if we all get our bleep together and fight OPEC and say the heck with this, we got our own stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. Thank you for the call, sir. Here with the discussion about the number 8 item, talk host Joan Hamburg with Middle East correspondent Hala El Barkawki in Cairo about the elections taking place in Egypt this week.
Is it calm or is it dangerous?
It's absolutely calm. I mean, the lines are long. They are a few kilometers long. I mean, they could exceed a mile in some cases. And people are very enthusiastic. I'm expecting a turnout of 60%+.
That's very good. Do people get the historic significance of the first time choosing the president?
First time ever. In 7,000 years, which is the first time ever in Egyptian history that there are three elections and the outcome of the elections is really unknown. It could be either way.
But tell me, if you had to look into your magic ball there, what do you think? You have a range of candidates, right, from an intellectual to military to various groups. What do you think? Can you tell how the public is leaning?
Completely unpredictable, very difficult to tell. There are 11 candidates, and the opinions are all over the scene.
All right. A lot of people talking about the Muslim Brotherhood with regard to the Egyptian elections. Interesting thing is most people don't understand what the Muslim Brotherhood is. So we continue with numbers 9 and number 10 on the countdown in a few moments.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, with our overview of the top 10, we are up to, we just finished the discussion about the Egypt elections. By the way, it's either going to be an Islamist or a military man. The folks in the Muslim Brotherhood say they have won, but not so fast, apparently. All right, number 9 is the discussion of the verdict, the Rutgers verdict. The 30-day sentence handed down to the student who posted a video that he recorded of his gay roommate, and then the gay roommate committed suicide days later. I think pretty much that's been covered well. Let's spend some time, some of the newer developments on the Martin Zimmerman case, number 10 this week on the countdown. Here's host Geraldo Rivera talking to legal analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano about witnesses changing their story in this case.
40% in the latest Rasmussen poll believe George Zimmerman's account and believe it was in self-defense. 24% say it was murder. So 40 say self-defense, 24% say murder. But I'm reading in the Daily News and elsewhere that witnesses who were interviewed early on and seem to support George Zimmerman's claim of self-defense are kind of changing their story now that people are approaching them. What do you think? Is Zimmerman in trouble or is the prosecution in trouble?
Well, as you know from your days as a trial lawyer, Geraldo, and as your listeners may know if they've had any experience with this, it is not uncommon for witnesses to change their version of events as more information is made available to them. This is a natural human phenomenon. Sometimes it is intentional because they just don't want to be on the side of claimed or staked out by their original version. And sometimes it's just the normal evolution of thought. You know, you begin to see or remember something differently today than you did a few months ago.
But how much of that, Judge, can be argued as a function of more media or pressure, social pressure, to change the story?
That's a great question. The answer is a great deal of it. If these witnesses have changed their view of things, and it took them months to change it, and they only changed it after all the natural, understandable, and forceful media interest, then defense counsel or the prosecutor, whoever wants to impeach them, will exploit that. Was your memory of these events better 5 minutes after you saw them, an hour after you saw them, or 6 months after you saw them? I mean, that is a standard cross-examination question, and the jury will decide who they believe. If a witness changes his views too much, then the person who originally staked the claim to the witness probably won't want to put them on the stand. Sometimes they become an adversary to you, and sometimes you put them on the stand just to beat up their new version of events before the other side can utilize it.
And then you have to move to have them declared a hostile witness. So you can cross-examine your own witness.
In jurisdictions, in New York and New Jersey, where you and I practice, yes. I don't know what the rule is in Florida, but it's probably the same.
800-510-8255. Judge Napolitano always makes sense, doesn't he? He's there on with Geraldo Rivera. Here's Ben in Arizona with some thoughts on Mr. Zimmerman.
This is eerily similar to Casey Anthony in that there's two people who know what happened. One of them is dead, and one of them's not going to tell us. Either he's telling the truth or he isn't. But the reality is, much like Casey Anthony, there's absolutely no evidence in this. Now, I'm as right-wing Republican as you get. I feel bad about this whole thing. But the reality is, you got a jury full of people who have hearts, families, and kids. They may very well find this guy guilty. But if they don't, it's going to have nothing to do with anything, except for that there is no evidence here. It's ridiculous to say he can't get a fair trial. Casey Anthony, O.J. Simpson, these people were found not guilty, and everybody in the world knew who they were. So the reality is, you're either going to get a jury that goes by the law and finds them not guilty, you can get a jury that has families and says, hey, let's find this guy guilty. But I'm sick of hearing about the race thing. You got half the people saying, you got a lot of Republicans, by the way, which is why I'm embarrassed, that are saying that he caused this because he's a little black kid. And then you got a bunch of Democrats saying that he was killed because he's a black kid. You can't, if you're going to take race out of the picture, then you can't keep bringing it up. You can't keep saying that it's about black and then 10 minutes later say we want to be treated fairly. It just doesn't work that way. Let's see what happens here. But the reality is this never should have gotten this far. Either they should have charged him or not, but there is no evidence. You shouldn't bring cases without evidence.
All right, let's finish it with Brian in Michigan. And your thoughts, sir?
I'm thinking that it's probably highly overdue. I think he needs to have his day in court like everyone else does. But I also think that this has become a distraction in the news, 24-hour news cycle, in that the Republicans released the news of his, make no mistake about it, that special prosecutor is Republican. She didn't, wearing red, she has to be. They did it to distract from the president's move yesterday of trying to get tax rates raised up for people that are millionaires, so they get paid the same taxes that those of us that have to work pay. This is ridiculous. And all this is just a smokescreen.
All right, sir, we got your point of view and everybody else's, too. That's it, a wrap.